So here's what we know. And of course, like all ongoing investigations, there are likely things out there that we don't know. And there are things that are being looked at that might be stinky, that may be crimes, and things that are stinky looking that may not be crimes. So let me just say, for this whole conversation, no one's been charged with a crime. And, you know, these matters are under investigation. But what we know is that Governor Cuomo has made the cornerstone of his upstate economic development program the work of the SUNY Polytechnic Institute. Now, SUNY Poly actually started very close to this studio in Western Albany, where a man named Alan Calieros developed nanotechnology research centers using public funds. And the idea of these centers is you build a research facility, a clean room, you build some tools for making state-of-the-art chips, and then the public, SUNY Poly in this instance, does this, and then you do business with private companies, and all the Toshibas and the Taiwan Semiconductors and the Intels of the world, because the research, upfront research costs are so high, they all come to you. And then once you have them, you can teach your students, you can learn from them, and you're going to bring these smart tech people to the region. It's going to revitalize the economy. And this has been what's been going on in Albany really since, I think, the mid-90s. So Andrew Cuomo, when he came to office, saw this going on, and he put it on steroids. He charged Calieros with taking this model in Albany and spreading it to other areas of upstate New York. So this SUNY Poly has been at the forefront of developing a $900 million solar panel factory in South Buffalo that's going to be leased to SolarCity. It has developed two facilities in Syracuse, one of which is looking at the film industry, another of which is looking at LED lighting. And of course, the campus in Albany continues to grow and grow so much that they had to actually move the road around the site so that the facility could keep growing. Now, what has happened is SUNY Poly, because it's a, you know, you think of a school, right? And you think of kind of stodgy higher education, leaves on trees, a guy named Shartok, you know, talking at 9 a.m. with his lecture, et cetera. But Cuomo sees academia as an opportunity to partner with industry. And this is a debate in academia, and, you know, let's not have it now, but, you know, you're certainly familiar with it. Cuomo sees higher education as an opportunity for economic development. But the law sets up a few barriers to that, right? The law treats SUNY as a school that shouldn't necessarily be renting its space to nonprofits. So SUNY Poly had to set up these nonprofits, these management companies called Fort Schuyler Management, Fuller Road Management. They're the ones who did a lot of the development work. They're the ones who are buying some of these assets and doing direct business with the companies. And the result is you have very complex things going on, where SUNY is involved, these entities are involved, you have money coming from the state's Economic Development Department, which is called Empire State Development, and that is not really a state agency, it's a public authority. And so the result is you have multiple layers here. You have not perfectly clear lines of accountability. You have overlap in some areas where this guy Calieros, who is in charge of the school, is also in charge of the nonprofit real estate entities. And you've got a lot of money moving through. So enter the prosecutors. We first found out about this probe in September of 2015. And what we found out was that Preet Bharara, the prosecutor who I think your listeners are probably familiar with at this point, because in addition to his talk at the Linda earlier this year, he was the one who brought charges against Sheldon Silver, the former Speaker of the State Assembly, Dean Skelos, the former leader of the state Senate, as well as, I think, at least a dozen other state lawmakers and city lawmakers, too. He started looking at this program and looking at how the contracts got awarded to build these multi-million dollar facilities. And we're talking big money. When I say multi-million, I'm not talking $5 million. I'm talking $700 million, $100 million. Lots of money moving around. Yeah. And as Bharara has scrutinized things, he's seen a lot of these overlapping layers. And he has also seen some people who are in the mix.